Hiya girls, we are Barney and Lukey and we are the hot young visionaries behind Truffle Pig Wigs.
And this is Cliffhangers, the unofficial, unrequested and unhinged RuPaul's Drag Race recap show.
The views and opinions expressed on Cliffhangers are from a couple of women who just love drag and have zero real business judging it. If you are not a fan of red hot acidic critique, turn back now.
He's smarmy, he's barmy and he's partial to some Charlie. It's Barney!
You are exposed.
They call her Pennywise because she will swallow your kids. It's Miss Lucky Luck.
Oh, what an action-packed week we have had
truly.
This week.
Tell him about the petting zoo, Lukes.
Well, yeah, yesterday we had a birthday party that we went to and where there was petting animals, there was bouncy castle, there was Greek barbecue.
I love how you say it like you don't say that it was a one-year-old's birthday party.
Well, because he's two. So,
wow.
Yeah.
We are godparents. And
I touched a skunk with three legs called Pingu, a bearded dragon called Garfield.
Pingu seems a pretty mental name to call something that's not a penguin.
It's black and white.
Well, that's that on that, David Attenborough.
Yeah. And I guess multiple other animals that I can't be able to talk about now.
But even more excitingly, we saw the United Kingdoms, didn't we?
We did. And a winner of Slag Wars, Tyrese, was there. Alexis St. Pete, Gothy Kendall on the ones and twos.
Yeah. It was a fantastic show.
It was. I put a TikTok 3-minute video of it on the internet. It's gone insane. Clocking in at over 30,000 views at the moment. Losing my mind here. All downhill from here, really.
And in bad news, fuck the baby.
Whose baby?
Da baby.
Oh, yeah.
Da bottom.
Yeah. You're dead to us. You're cancelled.
You were never alive to us.
No, I barely know who you are.
Stream levitating. Stream levitating the single without him. Should we talk about Drag Race?
I guess so.
Previously on All Stars.
The Honeys gave us Rue American Horror Story. Kylie Sonique Love won her first ever Drag Race challenge and beat the lip sync assassin Manila Luzon, losing all again, as usual, meaning she had the sad task of sending home our angel Akiria, but keeping Raja safe for another week.
But has anyone gone home?
No.
With the COVID guidelines, they will have to quarantine. Well, they're not leaving the country, but you know they're going to be kept in the hotel just in cages for as long as possible.
I kind of am growing very weary of this game within a game.
Weary.
If you ain't going to give it to me, I'm going to move on and get on with my life.
Yeah, I hear it. It's getting real, real old real fast, isn't it? And then we hit backstage with all the gals to count them bloody votes.
I thought it was pretty patronising of Ginger to be like, oh, Miss Kylie, congratulations on finally proving yourself. You might actually be competition. It's like,
fuck Ginger.
We have known she is competition. Yeah.
It was so condescending, wasn't it? Like, don't underestimate Kylie. It's like, we haven't been. If anything, we've been overestimating you.
Yeah.
Like, just so rude as if she's like, oh my God, like, no one even knows who Kylie is. But do you know what? Like, she is actually good. It's like,
for a woman as well. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, stop relying on them dad jokes as well. Every single time she's really grating on me. Every time she opens her mouth, just like the jokes are getting worse and worse and worse. And I really feel like we're being pushed the Ginger Minja gender. Like, I feel like they're really trying to sell us on this, like, queen of comedy. Like, they're giving her so much airtime. For why?
I don't know. Yeah, since we spoke with Charlie Craggs, check out our interview if you haven't. And she said that she felt like they were sort of pushing her for front runner. Now I can really see it. Mm. It's like Eureka is probably much more funny and fun.
Oh, 100%.
So,
100%.
Oh, 100%.
Raja seemed so composed and elegant, I thought, though, when she was like sort of breaking down and analysing that she was like, yes, I was in the bottom and maybe I didn't do so well, but like I'm going to rise up again. I was like, oh, just everything about it just felt really like, it felt contained rather than like the emotional mess that we get from everyone else.
Well, I guess at least you've got the comfort in knowing that most people have been in a similar situation by this point. Like, most people have been in the bottom. Most people have had a win. Although, very nice of Jan to brazenly call out Eureka and Pandora. So you two not have won anything, no?
So funny how she's so analytical about everyone else, but her singular improvement that they've been asking for 2 seasons will not penetrate.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, she remembers everyone else's business, but the one thing they're asking of her. Can't do.
Be yourself. That's an Aladdin reference.
Okay.
FYI.
Okay. She really runs the gamut of references, doesn't she? And deep down, a Disney go.
Yeah.
But Eureka and Pandora, it's tough times for them out here, I think. I think it's not a good look. Couldn't be me.
No.
To have not won anything. No.
Especially Eureka, because she's such a powerhouse and like... Mm. I mean, they've both won it three times, but like Eureka's known to be an entertainer.
I'm going to start this episode with, I'm going to say three nice things about Jan, because okay. I'm not sure it will come at all in this episode. Otherwise, I think she's the best singer that's ever been on Drag Race. I think she is gorgeous in drag. I think her face is incredible.
I don't believe it.
Do you not?
Oh, no, I don't believe that you believe that.
I don't think her makeup... I think I look at her often and I think, wow, what a gorgeous woman you make.
Okay.
Not gorgeous, that's not the right word. Pretty. What a pretty woman. wheel back. And she's from New York and I love New York. And there's three nice things about Jan.
Trump is also from New York.
I liked hearing Pandora Box saying that she's a legend. I thought, sure, I'm probably viciously going to use that against you at some point. But I liked hearing her say that. But I'm a legend, darling.
Although I'm not sure how much she believed it.
No,
herself.
I'm not sure how much I believed it. But it was nice to hear. There's such a nervous energy with her. It was just quite nice for her to be showing up for herself.
Yeah, why not?
I thought Zaldi looked so gorgeous. I gasped. I was like...
I've got stuff to say about them later on.
I have stuff to say about Zaldi later on. I hope it's going to just be a three-hour frot session. but yeah.
It's a new day in the workroom.
Ginger coming in looking like the Flintstones, baby. Who is that? Is it Pebbles?
Pebbles! Also, have the poppers gone to Jan's head? Camouflage? Do we need to do print 101?
Well, I did initially go, that's not camouflage. But then Ginger says, because she wants to use it to camouflage against the walls of the room.
But it's not. She was like, that's the gayest camouflage I've ever seen. It's,
yeah, but because Ginger is using that as a camouflage with the snake skin.
This is what happens when we don't send our men to war and let them rummage in Mummy's embroidery box instead. Like, they don't recognise camo.
Or, I mean, they should at least recognise a leopard.
What about TKB opening the scene with, pack your bags, it's time to go. Oh, my narrator, my heart.
Love her
my
so
angel.
Much.
Just so good. Can we talk about RuPaul's suit?
It reminded me of Scarlett's blue collar, like wooden one.
Yeah. Pastel stripes at your big age.
Was it pastel? I feel like it was a really weird, like. Oh,
the decorative
muted.
Brooch. Pack it up, Kurt Hummel.
Who's Kurt Hummel?
The Fagottini from Glee.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? It's all getting very... He, honestly, every single time. And obviously they're like, can you please say something nice about this 70-year-old man in a dress every time it comes in? And they were like, oh my God, look at your suit, RuPaul. And you can just tell because he's so badly dressed. Even on the runway.
Don't say that to Zolds.
No, I wouldn't because I love them.
So, yeah, so Ru tells them that they need to use their cunts to write an uplifting drag anthem called Show Up Queen.
Is there a pun in there that I'm not getting? Show Up
Queen. Yeah, my boyfriend was asking me about this. Like, I guess it's like, I'm going to show up and like make a stand. But I was like, as far as I know, this isn't like a phrase I'm fully aware of.
No. Also, now that Maggie has said that, our friend Maggie has said that Eureka is dressed like a gay Humpty Dumpty, it is all I can see. Every single time I just feel like she's like a cartoon in her interview, you know, like the big gold Liberace bow tie. Oh, I just can't unsee it. It's the best.
How would you be at songwriting?
Well, if your brief foray into anal has taught you nothing, preparation is key, no? Mm. Well, I say that actually. Shout out to all of our straight girlfriends who have just... literally raw dogged it and gone in every time their first anal experience. No prep, no nothing. Just,
first and lonely.
Just
that
hope.
Is why.
Just hope, prayers, and the courage of a nation. Mm. Just going in there raw dogging it, which is absolutely wild. Sorry, a little trickle off there. Prep. I would have written it first. There's no way that I would.
But you don't know necessarily. Like you might have written like a bitch track, and it's like this one needs to be an uplifting act. You can't just write 50,000 songs for everything.
I would have written, before I go in, I would write a verse, as in like a singing verse, something. Mm. Like, not necessarily the melody, but like words and a rap, 100%. You're going to need it at some point. Or I would at least have like the bare bones of it. No? Would you not have?
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's, yeah, if you've written like, yeah, I'm that bitch coming through from Cambridge. And then they're like, can you give us a lovely song about uplifting the youth?
Is that what you think my rap would be?
Yeah.
I'm that bit.
Oh. Graduated from MT. Now who's the B? We're a bit hungover, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Nicki Minaj's crown is safe for now.
But okay, in general then, do you think you would be able to write a good verse?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's quite simple.
Mm.
This of all the challenges, I think I would be fine at. What about you?
If it's just a kind of general stupid song, sure, yeah. But not if it's kind of like,
what's your message?
To raise up the children, feed them.
You
the
ain't
corns.
Raising no children.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like I would have found that part of it hard to be genuine.
I feel like they would see your weakness of this and be like, she does not like to talk about things that are affairs of the heart and make you do it. But can we also talk about how clear the instruction was? You need to write and perform an uplifting gay anthem called Show Up Queens with lyrics that entertain, inspire and teach the children what you stand for. He's really telling you what to do there, isn't he?
And Jan, again, really not listening. No,
such a clear, clear instruction.
It's like when RuPaul says things, she's looking, but all she's hearing is, I'm going to do really good at this, I'm going to impress RuPaul, and it's not listening to anything that's 100%. Being said.
Would you want to be Team Kylie or Raja?
It's tricky, isn't it? Because there's ups and downs in both.
That's life, Luke.
Yeah, I'd want to be, having seen the performance, I'd want to be Team Trini, Raja, Pandy and Jan.
That was a real mouthful. A real gay mouthful there.
LGBTQIA+.
But why are we not in for the intersexes anymore? It used to be QIA+, no?
Did I miss one out? LGBTQIA+. I don't know.
The plus, 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 I imagine.
Platypus.
I would want to be Team Raja.
Mm.
Just because I know that she would bring that funk.
Yeah, you've got to bring it. And also you've got Jan in the team and she's a known funkstress. Yeah. So that's good.
But can I ask you something? Has Trinity K. Bonet got body? Because with that jacket tied around her waist, it was like she was from the house of Arse Almighty. Did you notice? She had the jacket tied around. She had two
when
little
waist. When
she was
waist. Kind of doing the
that little black nay-nays. And pink motorsport. But she had it tied around her waist. She had that teeny tiny waist. Her upper body is so tiny.
Those arms.
And then, but she had a jacket around. It made her look like she had lovely Akira body.
That's what those lovely urban dancers do, isn't it? Oh, throw a lovely
flannel
check shirt around me waist. My boyfriend's shirt.
Yeah. Oh, unforgivable. I also cannot believe how laboured and clunky these sponsors are getting. And it was like, to stimulate your creative juices, please feel free to use tights from this pile of neon striped leggings. Just like, it was, what? Why?
Well, if my legs are tight, my brain's tight, and then I can inspire properly, I guess.
I hope that they just, it gets like more and more like awful. And it's like, to aid you in your snatch game, please enjoy this hemorrhoid relief cream. Just like every single week, just worse and worse.
I thought it was quite interesting that Pandora sees herself as, how you say, raging flamer. Because I don't really think she comes across as like overly like camp or effeminate. Like, she seems pretty, like...
You didn't see her when she was... She might have been a high-kicking little priestess when she was younger, though. Priestess,
sure. Sure. So maybe she's been, like... She has, becomes more...
I mean, she is a drag queen.
Yeah, but think of, like, Yara Sophia or something. Like, if you saw Pandora, that doesn't necessarily,
well,
like,
it's 'cause
scream.
She looks like a nerd.
Yeah, maybe.
As someone that is overly articulate, annoyingly... overspoken, I literally cannot imagine being like, oh, I'm gonna not talk so much. That seems like
I can't imagine
that. Seems like my own personal hell. Like, just being like, oh, my voice, like, I at a very young age knew that I had a faggy little voice, and I was like,
excuse me.
Yeah, when I was younger, I mean, even still now, let's be real, shout out to Vodafone, sometimes when people call me, they're like, yes, mom, on the phone. I'm like, okay, bitch, look at me switching what is that? Oh, I couldn't even remember how positions goes by Ariana Grande. Then I was watching, like, switching positions for you.
Oh, we're old girls.
But what would you write about? What would be your inspirational massage?
I was obviously instantly just going to take the piss out of it. I actually don't know.
It's a toughie, I think.
Inspirational in any way.
Most of the girls not.
Aspirational, not inspirational. What's the difference?
One you want to be and one is inspires you to be something, I guess.
Sounded right.
Sure.
What would yours be?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I could be sincerely any size. Inspirational. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even be bothered to use my brain to think about it because it wouldn't be very good.
It should be something about your liver spots, your rosacea, your underlying skin conditions.
Sure, just kill myself probably.
Living with that.
I don't understand why it's so funny when Kylie says, we're fan crams in different cities. Like, I don't understand what it means, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. That absolutely cracked me up. Did you notice that Ginger had changed into a velveteen dressing gown for the writing?
No.
Maybe that inspires her. Maybe not the tights.
Although talking about Ginger, that really did work camouflaging against the pink snake skin, didn't it?
Yeah.
She's an international
But do you see what I mean about them pushing this GM agenda? Like, that whole section, like, what a waste of our time. That it's just like, oh, she's hiding. They'd, like, set it up previously with a really shit, like, whole conversation about it. And then she's slinking along the backdrop. It's like, what?
People will love that, though, won't they?
Mm-hmm. And then RuPaul gives a seminar on how to talk without saying anything. Did you notice he was like, you have so much to give, like, where you've been, where you come from, where you're going. Congratulations, you have identified the past, present and future tense. Basic grammar. He just honestly talks so much shit.
When Kylie was telling her story of going to the book signing, I thought for sure she was going to be like, and I came up to talk to you and you didn't recognise
that
me.
I thought she was going to have a Pearl moment. Yeah. That she was like, do you remember actually you threw your drink over me in Starbucks? How funny. Yeah, I really... And also, when they were like, what was your first album? Even before Jan spoke, I was like, how's this going to be the Spice Girls? I just knew it.
What was yours or the first song you bought?
Mine was The Writing's on the Wall.
So an album?
Yeah.
Did it buy a first single?
DC. I think, I'm not really sure, but I think my first single was Limp Bizkit. Not sure though.
Right Here by SWV. Got it in Whiteley's, Queensway.
Banger.
Tape.
Shout out to Sisters with Voices. Right, real talk now though. Fuck RuPaul. Fuck RuPaul for saying, like, this whole conversation gave me like it made my skin crawl.
Do you want to tell us what specifically you're talking about?
Just the fact that he was like, oh, people don't want to like be preached at or feel judged when TKB was like, I just thought that whole thing is like really encapsulates RuPaul and his sort of like bullshit positivity message that, first of all, don't tell a person that's living with HIV how to talk about their experience of living with HIV. To say that people don't want to feel judged because you're talking about getting tested, I just hated it. It's like, oh, you need to like talk about having HIV in like a fun and bubbly way. Maybe wear bangs. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but that's the challenge. I thought at first when she like critiqued her, I was like, it's not preachy. But then actually when Rue said her version of it, I was like, yeah, that is much better for a pop song. And I feel like it ended up being much better because of that tweak.
But it's like, I completely disagreed. Like, first of all, she didn't change it.
She did.
She didn't. Like the way
she didn't be like, check your status, know what your things are. She just like at the end, she's like, because I know my status, right? She didn't make it so like you must do this, this, and this. She made it just like I'm happy, I'm me, I know my status.
Sure. I just hated it because it's like
status.
we stateside. I just hated it because I just thought that like, why isn't she? That is so important. Why isn't she allowed to be like, check your status, like, make sure you know your status? That's exactly the sort of, if they can at the end of the thing be like, make sure you go out and vote. Why isn't TKB, who is someone that's living with HIV, like, it was just, I get the sentiment that you're like, you want it to be like uplifting and positive, but with something like that, like, it just felt, I just hated the delivery of it. Like, to be like, no, you want to make it more sort of like fun. People will feel judged. It's like, why would people feel judged of you saying?
Well, no, I actually am on RuPaul's side for once.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to tell TKB.
And it turns out we were both right, because guess who won, bitch? Spoilies.
Yeah. True. And then we head into the booth to lay down that track. Who did you think was going to be good? Who did you think was going to be awful? And why was it Pandora?
I don't know.
No, I really thought...
When you throw these questions at me, like you very clearly have an answer for them in your head. You're like, so, tell me what was your favourite moment of this thing? I'm just like, I don't know.
Tell me your favourite thing about me, and I'll tell you mine. I thought from the jump that Raja would be good.
Mm.
She just seems like... She's got that funk.
She's got that funk.
We need to stop saying this, because I really hate her.
I just thought, like, oh, here, like, bloody clockwork. Ginger's thirsting over the men coming into the studio. All of them.
The world does not like to think of you as sexual, Ginger Minge, please. me erasing their entire sexuality. Is that going to be the ongoing joke that they're just like, they want to fuck everyone?
I guess so.
Don't you ever forget that Kylie's Nick Love is from the ATL. She proved that when she stepped up on that mic. I thought, okay, she's got a bit of spice to her. I love
it. My favourite bit was Eureka vibing off Raja in the background.
I thought it was good.
I was watching them in the studio. I was like, I'm really looking forward to seeing this production, actually. Just thought Trini was so cute with her raps when she's like doing her little proud face at the end.
Yeah, I think, and also the growth from before when she was, what was her awful rap when she was like, the name's TKB.
No, that's Adore.
The name's Adore, don't need to come and force it.
It's like, it was like that kind of rhythm.
All I can think of is... control top pants, I know you're living for me.
Big girl walking down the dirty streets.
No, that was Laganja.
Yeah, I know, like, I was giving awful. You other ones.
Oh, she's giving you the full experience.
Apparently, Ganj was asked to be on All Stars and she said no.
She's been asked every single one.
And Gigi said no as well, Paz.
Gigi good. Mm. Well, it's because she knows that she needs the growth. She needs to come back.
Gigi don't need it. Shit. She's a star in my eyes. Half
of
Avalon, like,
of course. But what I'm saying is that she probably understands that, like, she's like, give me two years so I can just like make some other costumes. Yeah. I just want different wigs. I just want, like, as if, you know, some of these girls go back. Maybe Jan from her series, or like, I can remember before someone saying that they had 3 months between their season and All Stars. Like, why?
Crazy.
Why would you go? Like, I don't know. It seems crazy to me that, like, I haven't had all that experience in being on tour and stage and like.
I suppose they didn't
performer.
Get to have the tours and stuff, did they?
Yeah. Well, as you can tell by Jan, maybe she needed a tour, honey.
She just doesn't get it, does she? It's like so awkward watching like everyone else do their bits, and then when it's Jan on the mic, she's just like, yeah, I'm gonna like put on this another personality, and just like Eureka's reactions is just like the world's reactions.
Loved it.
Like,
cut as soon as she started, it just cut straight to Eureka. She was just there, like, pursed lips like a little anise, like no, especially them All Stars lips. Like, she was literally just like, here we fucking go again. What about when Kylie was like, Pandora's got years. Honey, too beautiful to be that cutting. I wouldn't be able to take it from Kylie's Nick Love, not the age jokes.
What would you have thought about learning the choreo with the other team just sitting there watching?
I am obsessed with it.
A viewer, as a performer, I would be like, this is awesome.
Horrible. But why the fuck was Ginger trying to girl boss the rehearsal?
I don't know. It's so funny when you see their team.
Yeah, some of us are underqualified to be a girl boss and have to settle for girl customer service representative. a boss she ain't. And can I just also interrupt your rehearsal for some unrequested feedback? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, and then she was like almost annoyed that they didn't listen to her. It's like, no one asked you for your feedback. And sorry, Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance, why are you giving, like, I just found the whole thing mental. But...
And then Trini was like, you don't need to be sarcastic. And then she's kind of like, oh, what do you mean? I've tried. It's like, but you were being sarcastic. Like, stop being rude. Get out of their thing. I was doing the moves along with TKB. Like, get out of it.
And people learn in completely different ways and different speeds. Like, who are you to say anything about that? Like, sure, she might not be getting it now, but she might be someone that goes back to her room, finesses it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, she did.
Yeah,
she did
exactly.
It, but she wasn't out of time. Although when she was doing her little, when they were sort of doing the dance circle, like, go Pandy, what you got? It reminded me of like in Sister Act when the kind of awkward nuns first start like
Sister
losing their grooves.
I thought maybe that it was some pageant girl, Wicked Games. That sounded like sort of the cover of the Chris Isaac classic. Pageant Girl, Wicked Games, now available on iTunes. I thought maybe that she was playing some wicked pageant games. Do you know what I mean? Being like, oh, try to put them off.
Yeah. And then look what happened. Like, I don't want to see that for my girls Reeks and Kyles, but that's a karma chameleon for you.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Too many queens spoil the team, so they say.
And what about Ginger in them silver go-go boots, having her Bianca Jagger era? So just like, it cracks me up when they're in like just like complete, I was gonna say boy clothes, but then I remembered that Ginger Minj was in a pink polka dot onesie.
Of course.
Yeah. She's not in boy clothes, she's in baby clothes.
She's in clothes. They're just cracking up, just like cutting to everyone's confused faces. It's like, what are we doing?
poor Kylie Cynic Love though, because nothing is louder than a shit opinion. Like, she just, I really hate in dance rehearsals, you get this a lot, like, people, especially in Drag Race as well, you see this, like, people really want to flex their invisible skills, and, like, it was so pedantic what both Ginger and Eureka were doing, of being like, we are clicking at, like, a 90 degree angle, but maybe we could do, like, a sort of 60.
Oh, yeah, when they were like, let's do out in, Eureka's like, should we just do in out? It's like, why?
Because she wants to feel like she is adding to the choreo. When you can tell that Kylie's like, look, let me just make this slick, give you something good, and we can just move on. But she really wants to be like, no, I'm actually a dancer as well. So like, rather than sort of like starting on the right foot, maybe we start like on the left foot, on the two. Do you know what I mean? It's like so fiddly and pedantic and wastes everyone's time and confuses everyone.
Yeah, just like get the shit done.
Yeah, innit? Would you feel comfortable? What if in a challenge they were like, you have to do the choreo?
I mean, it would be hella simple, but fine.
Would you feel fine doing it?
Well, yeah, we had to choreograph our own burlesque routines, didn't we?
Mm. I would. It like unfairly like adds like another layer of like judgment.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, luckily for TKB, they were like, we loved your choreo, loved like you shone in it,
and we could tell it was you that did it.
But like historically, before there have been like it was a mess, and then they blame the person that choreographed it, and not even the choreo. They'll be like, so and so didn't know it.
And that's not your problem.
Yeah. So I would feel a bit sketch about that. So then the dolls re-enter the workroom on elimination day.
Oh, they're in high spirits, aren't they?
They in high spirits. Oh, I'd love to be in high spirits, to be honest. The grandma story from Jan, I quite liked it. Although, grandma sport, get your stationery out, sis. Because the letters.
Well, it's quite funny, like, because Ahura's nan also had a word with RuPaul, didn't she?
Wow, the white twinks collide.
Yeah, so it's just like, I love this sort of like...
Would you say Ahura's a twink?
No.
No, she's just like a dolphin, if you will.
No, she's not bald.
Isn't she?
No.
Oh, no, she's got...
But yeah, just love all these kind of like subsector of these like angry Drag Race grandmas. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
He's a star. What about also, back always on Team Fuck Ginger, what about Kylie? Like Ginger making the joke that Kylie isn't a dancer. She's like, yeah, I saw that in rehearsal. It's like... Have you seen yourself? Did you? Were you there in rehearsal when Kylie was choreographing the whole thing and getting both of your asses together?
I did think that was quite interesting that Kylie said that she sees herself as... She doesn't see herself as a dancer. Mm. She's just like a gymnast.
But they are two different things. Like, I think if you're...
Yes.
Words with Manu. No, but like, if you're a gymnast, like, there's like a very small dance element to it if you're like a floor gymnast. But like, I guess people see dancer as like... I think people only feel comfortable to say that they're a dancer if they can freestyle.
Mm.
Or choreograph as well, and or.
Yeah, because you just think of Kylie as just like, she's an amazing performer. And then you think, well, she must be an amazing dancer then. But then,
I mean, she is an amazing dancer. And I especially noticed in the rehearsal as well, I was like, she's...
She knows how to switch her hip
or two. I wish I did.
I like that we find out that Ginger is called Ginger because of Jerry. And then that makes sense with the fact that her surname is Minge, which is such a British word.
Well, they said that before. Do you remember on her original season? They were like, Minge. Do you remember there's this whole thing about like people being like, what is a Minge?
Because Carson was like, I love the Minge.
Yeah. Why did you do that in your Jennifer Holliday voice?
That's just my... voice.
Loud judge voice. I really thought they were setting up Raja to get her second win, though. The way that the production was going, I thought we've seen a lot from Raja, but then I just thought, she's just great, isn't she?
Yeah.
Just love her.
I loved the sisterhood on their team. Very one for all for one.
Yeah, absolutes. Should we take a break, Luke?
Sure. And welcome back to the stage. I don't like the look of her. Phoebe Jeebies.
Phoebe Jeebies. Can I get a spelling on that, please?
What? Jeebies?
Phoebe. Is it F-E-E-B-E?
No, the traditional way.
Okay, le français. And introducing back to the stage, Miss Bussy Gahor.
It's been a while. Shouldn't have left you without a dope bussy to step to.
Sure. Are RuPaul in this structured gown? Thoughts?
I had no thoughts that weren't about Zaldy.
From this point on, nothing.
Zaldy's drag race.
With the exposed nipple, I just wanted to pop it in me gob.
I thought he looked like a goddess or a god, just like something otherworldly. Just that golden, gorgeous skin, so smooth, so soft and supple, just... Wow.
So fit. Yeah, just Zaldy, if you can hear this, drop in the DM.
Gorge. It annoyed me, Carson's quip about wearing a loud print on a day where he's wearing such a quiet one.
Tell him.
I will. Tell him. I'll tweet him.
Oi, gay boy. I don't really think Carson brings anything. There, I said it.
I mean, he often does bring a disgusting loud print.
Well, that is true. He is truly the worst... The second worst dressed gay man on the panel. Mm. And third when Todrick is there. Although Todrick, I imagine, will never get invited back.
Maybe not, no.
Because they don't... At one point, he was like a judge, no?
I feel like a couple of seasons, he was on about 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, like I feel like... And he was like sort of the guest, the choreographer. Also, I saw LaGanja. A little bit of piping hot Tiavana for you. Did you see the thing that I sent you that saying Katya? They asked Katya to come back as a lip sync assassin and she was like, no.
No, I didn't.
She was like, I'm not a lip sync assassin. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't want to embarrass myself. And she was like, I can't remember how many lip syncs it was, but she was like, I've done 7 lip syncs and I've lost 5 of them. She said, what do you think qualifies me? At least some of the girls are like, no, I'm not an assassin.
I guess because on her season, she did the Olivia Newton-John one in the lovely hat with that slow split that you know I go mad for.
You do, don't you?
And
every
then
time.
She would have...
Clapping like a seal.
...been kicked out for the second lip sync she did. And then she just didn't win any...
I don't think
...ones
so.
On All Stars.
No. But weirdly, I would think of her as someone that is a fantastic lip syncer. I don't know why.
Maybe nothing, she's more of a gymnast as well, to be honest.
Nothing to back that up with. And I saw that LaGanja has said that she doesn't want to come back to All Stars, but she'd love to come back to Drag Race as a choreographer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which I would also love. Mm. Imagine her and Alyssa, even though obviously they don't talk anymore after the disbanding of the House of Edwards. I know, so much drama in one group though. Shangles, Alyssa... Gia and LaGanja.
How dare you forget Vivian Panay?
Oh my God, Miss Panay! She is very easily forgetful. So I just think we should talk for the rest of the day about Zaldy. Should we just go back?
Sure.
Honestly. But can I ask, what were they wearing, Zaldy? I can't remember the nipple, but that was all I was laser focused on.
Just some kind of, like Grecian asymmetric one-shoulder fantasy.
I know we've mentioned this a million times on the pod, but if you haven't seen the 90s advert with Zaldy, where they get in the back of a cab and they obviously just serve in non-binary finery, just like absolute gorgeous goddess. And then do they start shaving? And it's a shaving cream advert.
I don't know, I don't think we ever got to grips of what the ad was for.
Yeah, it's too busy.
Be it Levi's? Is it
too busy just pumping away into a tub of hummus, weren't we? Honestly. And then we have the world debut of Show Up Queen. Thoughts?
Well, first of all, how nice to hear a reggae beat back on the show after all this time. I wonder how Carmen would have done in this challenge.
Probably absolutely fantastic because she does love the soft beats of reggae. My first thought was Jan's wig? The fuck is that?
Jan and Ginger should have swapped wigs.
I would rather they both took both of their wigs off and threw them in the bin.
But like Kylie and Eureka had sort of pretty girl hair and all of the rest of Raja's team had like...
I don't think Kylie has any other option.
No.
Apart from pretty girl.
But yeah, so it's like they definitely were in the wrong teams with those wigs.
Most importantly, can we talk about the audacity of Trinity K. Bonet? Hot gluing a afro on top of a little pink boot scoop.
She bought that.
That wig was absolutely insane. It was insane. It was like she had a fever dream in the middle of the night and was like, right, 2 wigs.
Well, it was basically a cross between Chad Michaels' political debate updo and Ganja's stand-up one.
It was a visual...
But at least it's on a person of colour this time and appropriate finally for them.
It's a visual representation of mania, I believe, actually.
Have you got... I had a little bits to say about each person's performance.
Oh, please, I'd love to hear that.
All right. Jan, liked the outfit I would wear, probably with a thigh-high boot, though. It's meant to be inspirational, not just talking about how wacky you are.
And she's not even wacky.
She's not. She's trying really hard to be wacky.
Yeah. And it was also as well such a... I know you're queen of... Well, if you're great at it, Derek Barry, do it. Like, is this not... Wouldn't it be a perfect challenge for her to sing? Because she's a fantastic singer. I don't need... The world does not need to hear your white girl rap.
Mm-mm.
No.
But and yeah, like I said, you're wearing the wrong wig, honey.
Yeah. It was just... But it was... Rather than it being like a bad style, it was like... It looked like, I don't know, it looked like it was like on wrong or something. It was like such a weird shape. Maybe, I thought she was going to have a reveal and pull something out of it. Because as soon as she was the first thing that it focused on, I went, ooh.
Yeah, I just, for me, it was just more that it wasn't cohesive with the rest of her
sure.
team.
And if there's one thing you love, it's cohesion.
Yeah. Cohesion and Cambria. Pandora literally did and said absolutely nothing. That's
truly
all I have to say.
RuPaul school.
About her.
Yeah, I wasn't very into it at all.
Chilly, the way Raja came in was so sick.
She looked stunning.
It was very Monet doing her rap on the phone in All Stars 4, was that? Yeah, she was just fucking sick. Killed it.
And also, her breaking that fourth wall and giving direct address down the camera, shivers.
Although I have to agree with Michelle, that what? Boot could have been not... muted neutral.
Yeah, absolutely.
A neutral.
I was not a fan of the boot.
No.
The boot could go.
TKB.
Love the whole TKB experience, to be honest.
She was just fucking great. And in her words, she said, started from the bottom, now I'm in the lead. Like, did you suck a producer's dick? Are they still doing that these days to be
I
able to
so.
Like win after saying that?
Maybe not even to win.
Audacious.
Just for
line.
Something to do.
Maybe.
Finished,
no, but I mean, like,
your dress.
She's like, look, I've written these lyrics and it says I'm going to be in the lead, so you've got
to
fix it for me.
I don't want to be embarrassed. So, what about Eureka opening her performance with taking off a jacket of the same material and colour of a long sleeve top that she had on underneath?
Well, you can speak to Tace about that kind of thing, can't you?
It was just mental. It was like, you know, they had that sort of like ruffles on it.
Yeah.
It's like the exact same layer taken off.
Did you know what a potato shoe was?
No, but obviously that, consider that stolen.
Well, I googled it. A potato shoe is actually looks like one of those closed-toed Birkenstocks.
Oh, okay.
Gross.
Not familiar.
No.
It's not really my style avenue. When she dropped into that split, I thought we better have the medics on set. This historically has not gone well for her.
No.
And it looked like a heavy split.
One thing you can rely on, Eureka, she'll give you a high kick and she'll give you a split.
She will. And a loaf.
Yes.
Absolutely. There will be a loaf somewhere.
Ginger's hair was just getting on my nerves so much. The way it was just like dangling
so
in her
awful.
Face.
And also as well, like the way that she glued it, why did she have like 3 centimetres of forehead? And it was like glued like on her eyebrow. I just didn't get it at all.
Yeah, I'm glad they read her for that outfit because funny that Maggie said Eureka looked like Humpty Dumpty because I thought that she literally was that egg on stage in that outfit. And did you think it looked like she had painted her face from something from the Rachel Dolezal collection?
She is...
For a rap challenge.
How dare you? She is a proud white woman of colour.
True.
I don't want to say this again because I don't want it to seem like we are just picking on Ginger, but...
At least it's not Pandora or Jan, though, this time.
I can't believe how bad her makeup is. I noticed it on 2 separate occasions in this one episode. It seems like... Maybe she saw something in her season, in one of the many times that she's bored us by coming back, that she saw something and she was like, oh no, I really need to amp that up for TV this time or whatever. Or maybe the lighting's changed since season 3 or whenever she was.
It's weird though, because her boy beat is so beautiful.
So immaculate.
So
maybe she should just wear that. But she was literally, again, when she was on the runway later on, like, her face, it looked like she was... she'd her makeup had been done by someone else. That I just didn't get it. Like, it's bad.
Oh, I'll keep an eye on it for the following weeks.
Well, just like there's no blending. There's no, like, the highlights too bright. Like, I don't know. It's just not. It's all so muddy as well. Mm. Like, it ain't for me.
But I enjoyed the performance as a whole, I would say.
Whilst I do not know.
Did you?
The whole of all of them.
So, like, yeah, just yeah, like the thing.
Sure. It was fun. Yeah.
I like the beat.
No, I thought it was cute.
Definitely, I thought it was fun. I like the beat.
The beat. I just don't really love the songs.
No.
I don't love the artist. But yeah, I thought everyone did well, and I loved TKB. Mm. And I loved Raja as well. But
I thought Raja would have won, to be honest.
I thought it was a toss up between them two. And if
I'd like
two
to
people,
toss up yeah, between them two.
You can practice in the studio if you'd like.
Dare we head over to the runway?
I wish we would. The runway theme this week is Hot Tropics. What would you have done, Luke? Tell the audience.
I think I would have wanted to be kind of like Moana inspired.
I was going
to
say, every single idea I came up with, really bordering on the edge of appropriate TV.
Well, it's not quite that. It's just I'd want to be basically like the spirit of the jungle, like come to life as a human. So I imagine me with kind of like a sort of one shoulder dress that's kind of not really a dress. It's all just basically made out of like flora
vision.
And fauna from the thing. Oh. So, you know, you can get those like mini bunches of bananas.
Yeah.
So imagine those like clawed around each breast.
You probably need a
papaya cut in half on my vagine. And then just, yeah, sort of like lovely leaves. And
well, papaya's great for cleaning up the bacteria, isn't it?
Well, it's more just, do you know in art they often have it cut open like
I'm
that because it looks like a vulva.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like a goddess of the abundant bounty of the tropical rainforest.
Would you be painting yourself from Ginger Minja's colouring?
No.
I am completely sold on that. I would love it. How would you ensure that it was tropic, though, just by the sort of island vibes of it all?
Well, just the fact I'd be using tropical fruits and flowers and leaves.
Sure.
Although I feel like I heard one of the queens discuss it and they used a different name.
Oh, really?
Different runway name, and I thought that makes sense because some of them I'm not really getting the vibe.
My initial thought was like vintage, like cabana, like tropics, and then I thought move away from that swiftly because that is so basic. And I actually then ran through a whole different selection of various bordering on the edge of appropriative, like tropical. So then I thought, if you can't be beautiful, be disgusting. And then I thought, actually, what I do is I do sort of like a disgusting
tropical disease.
Zika. I do like a disgusting English white person like at a tropics beach and be like covered in sunburn. And like then I think that's what I was going to do for the beach before. But just like imagine just sort of like a white person in like a gross like vest and like long shorts and stuff. And just I would be a gross black man.
Sure.
In like burn in the tropics and have like third degree burns.
Fine.
Yeah. Because I actually, again, not very inspired by tropics. Or just go for something as shown by Kylie Sneak Love and TKB. Just go for something gorgeous. Like,
Scarlett's was also very similar, I saw on the
Oh, web. Yeah, she did a macaw, didn't she?
Yeah, like but hers was far less superior to Kylie's, so I'm glad they weren't on the runway together.
I know. Well, Trinity K. Bonet was wearing £174,000 worth of feathers.
Wow.
I mean, it's obviously not true.
I don't know.
Where would these feathers be from? £174,000.
I don't know.
But it can't be.
I don't even know what weight that means in scale. I know about stones.
No. Oh, sure. Pounds as in of weight.
I imagine so.
Not of currency. Oh, I thought it was like a joke that she was like, I'm wearing. But feathers are so light.
Is a pound of feathers weighs as much as a pound of nails, Barney.
Thank you. Science.
So, let's go.
Okay, first up, we have Jan serving you Jersey. I thought it looked like Bianca Del Rio does the Miss Fame poolside look.
Fine. I thought it was nice to see her with some draggy hair for once, not just a little flat real girl wig.
Oh,
and a bit more of like a fun character, although I wasn't mad.
Was it fun for you?
It was more fun than her being like, yes, I am killing this from me. She's kind of, it's a bit more like tongue in cheek, isn't it? A bit more campy. which normally she's trying too hard to be like a polished pop star, I think. She doesn't really have that kind of wink, nudge, nudge.
I don't think if she... When it was so mental to me, like all of the cast of Jersey Shore are caricatures. And it's so mental to me that she would be like, oh my God, this is Jersey. I never would have got that if she hadn't said Jersey Shore. Like, she didn't look Jersey. Like, that nothing about it read Jersey. It's just like...
Well, it's kind of like poolside. Tacky...
But what tacky, was tacky about it? She was like covered
up. Like the fact
up.
That she was all like matchy-matchy with a koozie and like...
I love the word koozie.
Yeah, I've definitely read it as like trash.
Really? I didn't at all. I didn't think... I would have gone way darker on... more orange on the tan. I would have had black hair for a start. Like, I'd have like... I don't know. I just didn't get it. I didn't...
I gave her 7 truffles.
7? Yeah. Take that back.
No.
Take that back. She
gave me tropical. She gave me tropical thunder.
She really means a 5. I gave her 5.
Cool. Because what the men say is important, I guess. So.
Do you see any men in the studio?
Yeah, big fat one. Pandora.
Nurse Ratchet on vacation, supposedly.
You're boring.
Is what I thought. Like, you're please. Boring. You're boring. You cannot come out again in another 40s, 50s fucking
same
thing
hair,
with just a print.
Same silhouette. Like...
Get out. I gave her 2 truffles because I was so pissed off. Stop trying to override my personal truffles.
They are my truffles to give and take. Do you know what, though? It was done well.
At this point, I just don't give a fuck. Like, so sick of it.
I'm sure I've told you this, but do you know where Teller comes from? When we were younger, we used to play a game called Teller when we were out.
Mm.
And to stop saying rude things about people, we would be like, we used to invent this game where if you said something and everyone went Teller, it was like when you were out, if you were like, oh my God, look at that guy's shirt, we went Teller, you'd have to go up and tell them. And it was like, stop saying such fucking nasty things about everyone, weren't it? But also got us in a lot of fights. So the up and the downs. Can you imagine doing that now? This is obviously me as like a cheeky 17-year-old gay on the scene.
Well, if it was me, because I'm a lovely manipulative Gemini, I'd be like, yeah, yep. Yeah. And then I'd go up with my back to my friend so they can't actually hear what I'm saying and say something different and be like, yeah, I told him.
Love the shoes.
Actually, that's a lovely shirt.
Yeah. I thought that Pandora's look was well put together, but it's boring.
So boring.
And it's the cardinal sin to bore us, unfortunately. Mm. I gave it 5.
Sure.
Then next up, we have Raja. Can I just say her skin looked like heaven? Did you also... What was it? Who was it giving you?
Who?
It was giving me a bit Simone with that nasty walk. I just thought that there was a look... it was like Simone's like Barbie look. Which actually wasn't a great shout for her, but do you mean that sort of like black and white, she had the red sunglasses on? It was giving me a bit of that. Mainly because it was just a 2-piece.
Sure. I thought she looked cute.
Yeah.
Zaldi was right about that.
Zaldi.
About that lovely glowing midriff. It was
gorgeous.
Insane. It's a shame that she had the fishnets on the legs and wasn't giving us...
Oh, it's a lady that loves a fishnet. Sometimes a girl just needs a fishnet.
Yeah, but I don't think she does because she's not got cellulite to hide. So I would love to just had that lovely glowing legs as well. I just thought it's too simple for me. 5 truffles.
Maybe she didn't want to shave her legs.
Maybe.
Poor girl. I gave it 7.
You gave that a 7.
How fucking dare you say that after you gave Jan a 7?
At least she was like, really going hard on the tropical. This bitch is in a fucking bikini.
She might be from a tropical island. How dare you?
But it's not screaming. I didn't think it was screaming. You know, I'm very strict on the category.
You are, aren't you? Then next up, we have Trinity K. Bonet. She is doing drag. She has given you Miss Continental talent portion.
Continental.
She's given you soaker hips. Oh, my God. She's given you £174,000 of feathers. Oh.
She says she looks like a Shaquine, and I'm going to have to agree. I don't know what she's talking about.
Just agree.
Shaquine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she looked lovely, didn't she?
Absolutely gorgeous. What do you think of the hair?
I think that's how it had to be. Unless she had like a little pussycat or something. You can't really have anything but
I just
flat hair.
Interestingly, maybe it's not that interesting actually. I just thought the tone of her hair, like next to her skin, I lost it a bit. I thought it was like, I would have preferred actually, you know when you see the girls at crop over that have like, neon hair.
Firstly, she's doing Brazilian carnival. There's no soca hips, and she's doing Sambanese, if anything.
Yeah. Fuck my drag, right? Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, of course. I Did she say that it was Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was out and bringing the... Yeah, sure. That's not what I thought it was. Crap over. So, or Notting Hill Carnival. Do you know Notting Hill Carnival is the biggest festival?
It's the world's largest street party, Barney.
Oh, look at me trying to tell you information like you weren't the one that told me that.
Sure.
But yeah, you know the girls that you see at Crop Over? I think I'm also basing this on Rihanna and her friends, that like it's quite a big thing to like be wearing your crystals and your feathers and then have like bright hair, like as an extension of how sick your costume is. I think I would have liked that. Imagine having a lovely sort of like...
A bit more dancehall queen.
Yeah, like... Yeah, that's, I think... But then now that you've pointed out that it's Brazil, that is like the sort of West
lovely
Indian...
Lovely honey.
The
honey
West punch. Indian vibe is like such a different thing for carnival, isn't it? So actually, fuck my drug yet again.
8 truffles I gave the gal.
I gave the girl 9.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Next up, we have Eureka serving beach ball.
To me...
Scratch that hairy chin.
The beach ball vibe is a lot more like 50s, 60s French or Italian Riviera to me. Like, it's not tropical. Okay. 5 truffles.
I'm just not buying at all that that's what Eureka packed and planned to wear. Absolutely not. She's wearing a swimsuit with a wig that doesn't go...
Well, it had the colours of the beach ball in it, but that looks very slapdash and gross.
I just can't believe it. I think someone brought a beach ball with them to have, like, Jan or something.
Sport,
as if she's like using beach balls. As if she's using beach balls to work out. I think someone brought that beach ball, and she didn't have something fucked up with her costume, and she put it on a white leotard. Because I just refuse to believe that that's when she heard tropics that she was like, oh, white
beach ball,
yeah, white swimming costume, and 3 bits of a beach ball cut up and stuck onto it.
Maybe we'll do a deep dive and see if we can find out what the truth
please.
Is.
Drop her a message.
How many truffles did you give her?
I gave it 5.
Same, yeah.
But I could have gone lower, if I'm honest. Next up, we have Ginger in... I don't even know how to describe it. Primark does J-Lo.
Well, I called it Jan Part 2, but kind of not as good because it's not as tongue-in-cheek.
If someone is wearing the exact same outfit as you, you probably went for the most obvious option.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
And like, maybe that's why Eureka changed. Maybe she was also given J-Lo.
Oh my God, imagine.
I'd like to see that the most.
Yeah, 100%. Because you know her padding would be right as well.
Yeah.
She's giving you a bodacious body.
It's a shame that she bragged about all that 35 yards of fabric just to have Zaldi be like, quite a lot of fabric there, kind of eating you up.
You've probably got about 25 metres too much there. It was just also as well like... Have we seen one look from Ginger that has been good?
I quite liked her Clash of the Prince one.
God, no. Sorry. Yeah, your...
My opinion?
Yeah,
it's very
valid.
I'm a valid woman with opinions. what one are you talking about?
None. No, I can't think of a single one that I've liked. But yeah, I don't know. She... I gave it 4.
4?
Well, I gave it 5, but I just thought, actually remembering it, it is clever. 4.
At least she had that lovely integration wig with the glitter in it.
Not for me.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Just not for me, just because I just, you see her in things like that all the time.
I'm just trying to uplift the queer community, Barney.
Single-handedly out here trying to uplift the queer community. Yeah, sure. How much did you give her?
I gave her 6.
Okay. Next up, Kylie Sonique Love. Bombshell!
Literally. Oh, wow.
She is the toast of the town.
Oh, the snatch on that snatch as well, did you see? And with a cheeky little twat tat as well.
Has she?
Yes.
I need to zoom
Me
out.
Too. Actually, at the party last night, it turned out all 3 of us girls had little vag tats, so that's nice.
Tell the listeners what you have tattooed on your vagina.
I have a cherry with a crack in it, and it says, in memory of my cherry. Right along my pubis.
She actually got it done when she was 12.
Yeah. And even then it was long overdue.
Yeah. Long overdue. Inspired by Sasha Colby. Oh, her
gorgeous
roommate. As well, the fact that she was like, my roommate. It's like, what? This is the levels to how incredible
that sentence
is.
Tell the people who Sasha is.
Sasha Colby is... Does she hail from Atlanta, Georgia?
I'm not sure.
She is one of the original pioneer... trans icons, activist, performance. She's like, honestly, go onto YouTube and Google videos of Sasha Colby performing. She's like an absolutely gorgeous angel.
I just couldn't get over it.
No.
Like, the hair, the face, the body, the cut of the bodysuit, the feathers, the fucking ass on her. Like, nothing has ever been a more solid 10.
Oh my God. Everything about it. A 10 for the ass alone.
Yeah.
Do you think she contours underneath her bum cheeks? Because I just was like, I can't believe that.
I don't know. When she was in rehearsal in those leggings, there's a lot of dump in that trunk.
Oh, God. It's just, don't you just want to put your nose between them?
Swipe it like a credit card.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a 10. Like, nothing's ever been more of a 10 than this.
Ain't no doubt about it.
I was just clutching my pearls, screaming. You know how, you've seen me, what I get like.
You've seen me wank. That's way too much imagery for my little brain.
I know. Well, get out of my bathroom then. So, Zinger and Minger, let's talk. Talk to me about your Zinger.
My Zinger has got to be Kylie's green cascading curls. Wigs by Hassoun on Instagram.
Hassoun, I don't know them.
No, me neither. Following.
Mine was Kylie's pale green hair in Show Up. I just loved it. I loved the sort of like 60s sort of flick on the fringe. I just
60s?
Loved it. Yeah, it was sort of like almost like a Brigitte Bardot sort of just like...
It was giving me like sort of 70s, like I'm with the band kind of vibes.
Oh, okay. I just saw that little sort of like 60s flick, but maybe I'm not seeing right. Yeah, absolutely loved it. And your Minger?
It's got to be Eureka's. I just hated, not necessarily the shape of the wig, but just those wishy-washy like colours running through it. It just like really cheapened it. I thought it was gross.
Yeah, but you are historically not a fan of rainbow wigs, are you?
Not massively, no.
Mine was Ginger's crimp. I just couldn't get over A, how it was. That I guess maybe she glued it forward for stability because it was like a...
They're light. Crimps are so light.
I know, but maybe because it was a dancing challenge. Mm. And as we will find out, gluing on your wigs can be important.
Yes.
But yeah, I just really hate it. And I just thought as well, it's like, it must be an integration because I think she like quite solidly gets her wigs from integration.
Yeah.
So you know it's a good wig. Yeah. You know it's like an incredible wig. I just thought it was, and also just like, it was always in her face.
Mm.
And why? Why would you have that? Why would you do that to yourself?
And it had the little side plait. So like, there's no way it should be getting in your face. Like, they've built that in to give you face.
face. That was very embarrassing. And let's head over to the critiques. You could see Jan straight away just glaze over. As soon as they were like, but Jan, unfortunately, just like defense mode, she was just like, and...
Here we go again.
Her just picturing herself in the crown.
She's yeah.
Like, I don't know what they're saying to me, but I am going to win this.
Have you got any TKOs? Tina Knowles originals.
I wish I did.
You used to work with
I did. I did, listeners. Take a trip down memory lane with me. I actually used to work in Selfridges on the House of Darien, which is all TKOs. And she's actually going to be a judge.
Lovely.
An upcoming judge on Drag Race. But yeah, I used to work in House of Darien, which was catered mostly just to Middle Eastern women. It was like basically like so many Middle Eastern women came specifically to come into Selfridges to go to the House of Darien, and it was just given absolute air by everyone else.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was like a lot of Diane von Fursty sort of wrap dresses, a lot of blue snakeskin as well.
Oh,
who knew they needed that?
I'm in my blue Gianni Versace leather suit.
I got my Kenneth Cole shoes on. Shout out to who's that by?
Climax. A couple of X's.
Yeah. Of meeting in the ladies' room fame.
Have you noticed how much softer Eureka's makeup is these days?
Yeah.
It's like barely any line, like liquid liner. It just looks like she's doing a lot with some shadows.
She seemed very, very frustrated though. I felt that for her. And I'm just really surprised by Eureka because she's always been a front runner. That just maybe she's like, but you know what I quite like about it? She seems frustrated, but she also just seems like it's almost just enough to just be there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Thank God in comes the bard, Michelle, CEO of poetry, to tell you yet again, using terminology that doesn't make any sense, you actually wasted two stanzas. A stanza is a verse. She only had one verse. How did she waste two stanzas?
So she means two lines.
Yeah. But again, always using these, because she wants to make it, she always uses the wrong words and it never gets called out. It's so embarrassing. But
thank God TKB won, because this bitch needs to go and buy a used car. She won't stop talking about it. And actually, if you check her Insta, she has bought the car.
She has bought the car.
It's silver. Get into it.
Can I just say as well, how could you not like green? Sorry, it really jarred me.
It's like, chartreuse she doesn't like. But that's probably one of the best greens.
Like, but think, like, green is such a sick... Oh, my God. This is where our podcast got to. Me just being like, green is such a sick colour. Pistachio.
Green used to be Chartreuse. My favourite colour when I was younger.
Farrow and Ball, Yeabridge green. They are bangers. Water wall bangers. Lime. Like a neon green hair. Are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely not. Just, yeah, that's real weak bitch energy to not like green. And I'm livid.
You need to move on. She literally was just like, I don't like that one shade of green. And now you've let that silly one from New York, what's the name? Subway Fish.
Alexis Michelle.
Turn it into...
Subway Fish! Alexis Michelle. Do you remember when we saw her at Pride standing by herself?
Yeah.
Nasty. It was so weird when we were at New York Pride. Like, she was just like in the middle of the street in full drag, all 6'9" of her, just like in full drag, just like standing by herself. And we were like, is that Alexis Michelle? And she was just like standing there, just sort of like looking...
Alone in the VIP.
Yeah, but wasn't it just... It was so surreal, just like her standing there with like no one around her, just like...
And that season had just finished as well. So it was like even more weird.
But with New York, you just see the girls, as we saw the girls. Mm. Do you remember Tina Burner was the... when we went to industry to see Cracker, Tina Burner was the host.
Was she?
Yeah, she was.
Don't remember.
No, she...
One too many... Marg's waiting for Cracker.
God, didn't we? And then Lukey is crouched down in the front of the stage.
Hands and knees.
Screaming and crying. God bless. And then we head into this Untucked season. And we find out Lady Trinity K. Bonet is the winner of this challenge, which leads Pandora and Janet Sport in the bottom.
TKB is so funny in the confessionals. I feel like... Am I crushing on Josh, the manager?
Literally, that whole used car bit, I was like, I was collapsed. Like, just so, like, so serious.
Yeah.
And as
many... Never mind you, you don't want to be paying those other bits.
When she was like, oh, I'm going to get me a freezer full of meat.
Yeah.
The simple pleasures of a country girl.
She's just a real just woman a doing freezer. Real things.
I know.
I always find it so hard to, like,
buy a freezer
know.
Full of meat.
Like, compartmentalize my feelings towards the queens. Like, yes, I love her as a performer. Like, they're very attractive. And then they're very funny out of drag. It's like, I can't, like, it's very confusing for me often. I have many fleeting hardcore crushes on the gals. Oh, I feel absolutely. Like I'm developing one on Joshy.
And Trinity, is that his boy name?
Trinity's the artist, Josh is the manager.
Joshua, love that. And TKB is now in the lead, queen of the fempire. Mm.
Did you see that Kylie said to Jan, just be happy, be comfortable and be relaxed? That's honestly like the nail on the head, but is it going to be received?
The call is coming from inside the house.
Although I do think Jan made a very valid point about whether Pandora will be able to perform in the final top four singing and dancing
that.
Number. It's true though.
No, I hated it. I just thought...
But it is true.
And this is the last time I'm going to talk about this, but it is literally psychopathic at this point, that Jan is just completely ignoring the reason why she's in the bottom. Like, she didn't, when they spoke to her, she didn't once be like, do you know what, like, I kind of missed the mark on the challenge. Like, they so clearly were like, your lyrics were not, you didn't listen to what we said. Mm. We asked for an uplifting message about what you believe in, and you just gave us crazy cheerleaders talking about how much you love yourself. Like, they gave you a very clear critique, and you're still not mentioning it. It's like,
well, she's still trying to
nuts.
Show them the funk that they wanted 8 episodes ago.
No one ever wanted the funk from Jan.
They did say that to her, to be fair.
I just think it's real weak bitch energy to trash the other girl to lift yourself up. I'm sorry. It's giving desperate. Like, for her to be like, for her to, she could have just gone to TKB and just been like, I'm a great performer, which is what I thought she was going to do. Like, remind her why you're there. But then when she was like, do you think, like, Pandora's not going to be able to do that? It's like...
But where is the lie? It's 100% true.
I don't...
You've just seen Pandora in a sing and dancing challenge. Is she going to be giving you fucking... You've been reared?
No, but she was no worse than Jan in that challenge. What, like, who's to say? Like, Jan...
Jan was a much better performer. Just the content of her lyrics didn't...
No, I hated it.
Wasn't right. But at least she was... performing better than Pandora. She didn't look awkward.
They were both
stage.
Shit. Like, it was the lyrical content of it, like, was uncomfortable. Like, she didn't make any points. It wasn't funny. She didn't make any jokes. She didn't, like, her writing for that was bad. She performed it bad. She did her weird crazy eyes and crazy energy thing. Like, I think they're both bad. So it's like, it's not like if she'd just gone, like,
I love how you hate Jan so much you can't admit she'd be better in the top four performance than Pandora.
I don't hate Jan at all. She's a very talented performer. She's from New York. I like New York.
You like how she does her makeup?
She is gorgeous. Nay, pretty. no, she, yeah, of course she would perform better. Like, obviously, like,
okay, thank you.
Singing, like, if you're going to go up against her in, like, actual performance. But judging by that last performance, she could fuck it up again. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could put her in the thing and she could just be awful again.
But we know for a fact Pandora won't do well in that challenge.
We know for a fact Pandora has nothing to bring to that challenge.
I tell you what I did notice.
What did you notice?
Kylie Sinique loves look to the mirror this time.
Is this going to become canon?
I hope so.
Oh my God.
Because honestly, baby, that was so attractive.
Oh my God. I just loved it. And I gasped because I was like, oh my God, are we going to get this every single episode now? If this becomes canon, and then are we going to have to start doing it?
Yeah,
every time we go past a mirror. Yeah, yeah, I just felt how heartbroken Pandora was.
Mm.
It was really sad. And I really, often you see the girls break down and it's sad. But is like it, with Pandora, I felt like she was like having a breakdown. It was.
Do you think it's worse to do well in a challenge you thought you were going to do good in, or to do badly in a challenge that you were dreading, knowing this was going to be a weak spot? That really was a tough spot.
That's a good question. I don't know, but I think it would be I think if you fucked up a challenge that you thought you were going to be good at, then that's a bit shitty, because you're like, you're probably going to be really going at it for ages in your head being like, oh, I fucked it up and I could have done well. So I think that's worse. Knowing that you do have like the ability to do it well, whereas like if you're like, look, I just never could have done that good, so I'm happy to go home. What about you?
Yeah, I think much more embarrassing and upsetting to be a front runner for something and then be shit.
Yeah. So then we head into the lip sync. Did you hear as the curtain came up that Eureka went, it could be Madame Lequeer?
No.
I just thought, shout out to Madame Lequeer. Is she... Oh, no, that's Penetration, the rolling of the dice that we have. Who's Madame Lequeer? Is she... Madame Lequeer.
She wore, like, a really weird, gross green outfit. Actually, maybe they all had to wear green on the runway. She's a larger lady. She is a Latina.
She's from the house... not from the house, from the season of Tempest du Jour.
I thought she's on Willem's season.
Willem's?
Maybe.
Oh, yes. And she has that wig that's like blonde with green tips.
Yeah.
And she wore contacts in one of the things.
Probably.
Oh, in the space runway. In the space challenge where they did the... we're on the lookout for single guys.
For single guys.
But it was actually Miss Pamela Anderson herself. Miss Alexis Mateo. Love to see her.
How do you feel about her as both a queen and a lip sync assassin?
Okay. Thank you for asking. As a queen, I used to love her. And then in All Stars, it was, I don't know. I just didn't, there was something about her. There was something.
A bit nasty,
I think, actually. Just there was something about her that gave me, I do still love her, but it gave me a bit of an edge. Yeah. And then as a lip sync assassin, I don't see it for her, personally.
Yeah, I'd like to see her bring her on for a song that wasn't Latin that she could salsa to, and now what?
But also, I'd like TKB's wig to not come off, and then do you really think you would have won? Absolutely not.
So upsetting.
But overall, I feel good about her. Do you know what I think as well spoils her for me? Because I know that she's friends with... What's her name? Sophia?
Jan.
No. So I was going to call her... Why am I calling her Sophia? What's her name?
I don't know.
Yara Sophia.
Oh.
That them two are friends. And so she's guilty by association. But you like Yara Sophia.
She's just funny, isn't she? Crazy old one. When it first started and Alexis was lip syncing to the Pitbull bit, I was like, why ain't TKB doing anything? And then...
the intensity, the precision.
That turnaround hair whip straight into the singing. Like, I screamed and paused it. And as you know, had to voice note you screaming and shouting. So hot.
Giving real Taste energy there.
Ugh.
That gorgeous hair.
I think she birthed Taste.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room. Do you know that that phrase was actually brought over by Alexandra Burke? She brought that over. She took it, from the UK to the States.
Yeah. I have heard that, actually. Yeah. That's actually really good.
She's really doing a lot for Lexicon.
Yeah.
Stateside. Can we talk? Was the wig not glued down?
Well,
thoughts?
clearly not at the back. Obviously, that would probably just be a comb. It's just, it seems crazy to me that such a seasoned pro, like a pageant queen, would do that mistake. But I feel like everyone's allowed one wardrobe malfunction, one technical difficulty, because Lord, I know, like with burlesque, like shit fucking happens.
You're
allowed one, but you can't, more than one Monique Hart wig in the rafters is
tell the girls
much.
The worst thing that's happened to you on stage.
Well, probably actually at Bingo, just standing there, and I had one of those Paris Hilton chainmail dresses and the strap dropped, and luckily I grabbed my breasts in time, and then Barney was there doing some Bear Grylls shit.
Oh my god, yeah. Didn't I like duct tape your dress together on stage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe we are the original Bianca 3-minute dress.
Yeah, maybe. But it was like at the top of the show, so we had basically the whole show to go and you can't leave the stage. So that was fun. My worst probably is multiple times I've been sick on stage.
Ew.
Yeah, disgusting.
What? When Why?
When I was like at college, just from being like so
like when people
exhausted.
Do sports and then they
just like from it being so intense, like isn't that fucking
that
gross?
Is butters. That's
absolutely
the dark side of musical theatre.
And well, it was at college, we used to have like sort of like 17-minute numbers, and you like wouldn't, you'd come off stage to like change positions for like, yeah. And I can just remember coming off stage once and I was like so like panting, I just like hocked up like bile, like just in the wings.
Oh, that's not on stage though, not where people can
like,
see.
Going off stage, like absolutely disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah.
They were really trying to wow us with Alexis's salsa moves, but when it cut to Trini, she was giving it to you.
She doth give.
Oh, so sorry if you heard that, my stomach growling. Yeah, it was just very one note, Alexis's performance. TKB was giving you salsa, she was giving you sultry, she was giving you everything. It's just unfair that a little bit of glue cost her 10K, isn't it?
I thought she absolutely fucking dog walked Alexis in this. Absolutely, like there was no way that Alexis could have won until that wig malfunction.
Yeah, I feel like though at this point, if you're like on All Stars, like we can't let you win if a bit of your one major part of your thing comes off.
Has your wig ever come off on stage?
When we were dancing for Guilty Pleasures, I had a little cheap Pax clip-on pony and I was whipping my hair and that flung off.
Oh
and
my
landed
God.
On the floor and I just had to like use it as a pom-pom, like, yes, own it, I don't care. And then quickly ran off and put it back on again.
In tears. Do you remember as well that like, you know, the ponytail that she used to use was like braiding hair? So like,
I'm talking about a proper like pull string ponytail.
Where was it that your braiding hair ponytail came out and it was going all over the... We were, like, collecting it.
Oh, probably many times.
That was so good. I think that a wig coming off is one of the hardest things to recover from.
Yeah, and it's more the shock of it. Like, you can see on her face, like, fuck. Yeah. Like,
but she nearly caught it. Did you see that, like, when it came off, she nearly caught it and I thought, oh, my God, imagine if your wig came off, you caught it and just went...
On your head.
Straight back on.
At least she didn't have any gaff or anything. So it's just like, yeah, she's just got her boy hair, but it's like just short blonde hair.
Here's my problem.
It doesn't look that bad.
If we're allowed to have reveals, why can't a wig reveal? She's gorgeous underneath that gorgeous little platinum blonde short hair. Women have short hair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a sort of an age old bullshit thing. I think that, unfortunately, like Alexis obviously did not deserve that win, but Rue felt lessons needed to be taught.
Well, I think yeah, there's like a sort of level, like this is All Stars. You need to be able to attach your wig, for the love of God.
But I just think it's such a weird like double standard that like people's shoes come off, people's costumes split, like it's just they are performing and it's so much more rather than
and I hate it when people take their fucking shoes off. They don't deserve to win.
But like rather than having this thing that it's like if you take your wig off you are done, rather than having that, just be like shouldn't it be about how they recover from it? Do you know what I mean? Like, if I know there's no elegant way to take your wig off and then continue performing, although you did use yours as a pom pom. I don't know. I don't think it should be like as clear cut as that. That it's like if the wig comes off, you're done.
I feel like there's been like a journey though. Like it started like Chanel on purpose knocking her headdress off in season one because they said they wanted to see vulnerability. But yeah, which she has since said was on purpose.
She debunked.
And then since then, like, people started to take wigs off for dramatic effect, and then it all just got mad.
Who was it that threw theirs up in the rafters and it got caught?
That's Monique. Well, that just flung off. She didn't throw it. But yeah, and then I feel like it started getting used as kind of like, this is how, and let me show you how emotional I am. I'm going to take my wig off because I don't care. And then it had to be like, nah, this ain't it. Keep your wig on, keep your shoes on.
Although, Sasha.
Sash,
come on.
But yeah, at least it be a thing.
Yeah. Did you hear Kylie's triumphant laugh when it was announced that the money would roll over? She was like, ha ha! Like a sort of like Disney villain.
Oh, I really didn't like seeing TKB's face because you could just be like, you could just see like, fuck, that cost me my used car. But she's almost an output. She got cars.
But don't, when you win the challenge, you get given £5,000. So she's got some money.
Well, sometimes it's a holiday. I don't know. I don't remember them actually saying what she
won. Yeah, because when she won, that's when she originally was like, oh, money. I could get myself a used car. And then originally.
Okay, so at least she got some. Yeah, oh, you probably got a car for 5K. Sure.
Then that's when she was like, oh, buy me a washer and a dryer and a whole freezer full of meat. Would you feel better if you, spoiler, two people go home. Would you feel better if you went home with someone? I feel
two
like
people don't go home.
Sorry, not an erroneous spoiler. At one point, it was looking like two people were going to go home.
Yeah.
Would you feel better if it was like, I'm going home, but at least I'm taking Barney with me?
I think so, yeah.
I think I would as well. Just be like, you don't have to pack by yourself.
Them's the rules, I guess. Yeah. But what a roller coaster that was. I literally, every time RuPaul was saying what, I was screaming like, what? What? What's going on? Yeah. But it was all very premeditated, wasn't it? They're like, they wanted to let Jan have that Miss Venezuela, will she, won't she moment. That was obviously so crushing to think, go from thinking you're safe to then thinking it's a double and then think, oh no, it's just me actually. Like, what a roller coaster.
Jan's face when her name was called out by Trinity K. Bonet was like the purest level of shock. It was, I mean... It was.
But Jan goes by track record. So what on earth did she think was going to happen?
And her leaving and saying, spoiler, Jan leaves. Her saying, like, they're doing this because they think of me as a threat. That was literally like, it was like the twink version of American Psycho.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, how can she still to the bitter end be like, oh.
How can you be a threat if you're in the bottom thrice?
Yeah, it was so scary. And I thought, oh, we're getting the milk edit.
Yeah,
deranged
maybe.
Deranged psychopath.
Well, yeah, in her exit interview, it was very much like, is this her evil villain origin story? Like developing right before our eyes. Like you just say, everyone loves me. They want to see more. They will see more of me. You know how? Because I'm going to set the world on fire. It's like, chill. It was
kind of terrifying. It was that real like unhinged mania, which usually would love.
And even like in the sort of 1 hour later bit, it's like, firstly, that's recording. Stop talking back to it. And just like, just the mania. It is quite scary.
Yeah. And that laugh as well, that she's like, you'll be hearing from my grandma. It was like, you're going to kill someone after this, aren't you? You're going to go out and club someone to death with your shoes.
But love Trinity K. Bonet. She is the new supreme for the wise words.
Just, I'm going to call it. I think Trinity's going to win.
I hope so.
Only because she's got two words. If my cool top three...
Raja, Kylie, and Trini. That's my heart top
three. That's my heart top three.
With Eureka, because it's top four.
That's my heart top three, but I think they're going to shoehorn Ginger in there somehow, some way.
Sure, we'll see.
I think it will probably not be Raja. Yeah. And I hate it. I hate it. That pains me to say.
Mm.
But it should be Trinity, Raja, and Kylie. If Ginger is in... We're burning down World of Wonder. who apparently are opening a
London
something
branch.
A London base. Mm. Yeah. We can neither confirm nor deny that we will be working closely with World of Wonder.
We have very half information that we don't really know anything about.
Yeah. Next week is Snatcheroo.
The love boat of Snatch on Sea.
I love as well. They were like The Bachelor. Fortune fame
star. I love her.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. And actually, I love Cheyenne as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
I actually don't know who he is. The only thing I know about him is that he had his nudes leaked. That's all I know about him.
I feel like he's in some American Horror Stories.
Yeah. Famous gay actor.
He's actor.
He is funny, I think, from what I remember on the show. No?
He's acting like you've never seen before. He's on so often, always being funny. Like, he is funny, I think.
Let's talk Rose and Thorn. What was your rose?
The drama of the elimination.
The high highs called? And the low lows.
The ebbs
and flows.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Very into that. You?
Unfortunately, I know this is a horrible thing to say. It's that Jan's gone.
Nasty. He pressed that sound effect. He's nasty.
I honestly just, at this point, like, I just can't take any more of the delusion and the mania. And just like, if you're not going to listen, please give up your seat for someone else. Like,
well, yeah, at this point, if you, like, cannot get past the one thing they're asking you to do, then you got to go.
And it's like the same, it's just like Groundhog Day, isn't it, with her? Like, just the same thing happens every single week until they have to, like, forcibly eject her from the competition. What about your thorn?
Just like I said before, I'm getting sick of this game within a game tease. Like, yeah, it's gone beyond blue balls now. I'm just like, I don't care, get out.
Mine is the wig situ. It really bothered me because A, obviously I want Trini to get all her money.
Multiple used cars.
Yeah. So, oh, she was a whole house of used cars. Yeah. Maybe she could start doing Uber driving or something.
Maybe.
Really lovely. Oh my God, imagine getting an Uber from Trinity.
Who was it who said they got run over?
Oh my God, Robbie Turner. Yeah. Oh, no. It wasn't that she got run over. She was like, I was in a car last night and the Uber driver died. And they were like, no, they didn't. So I have lied and I'm going to take some time off from social media. Do you remember? Absolutely fucking mental.
So weird.
There's a couple of the queens that are really will not get asked back.
A couple of queens in there really aren't going to get asked back.
Not get asked back for an alumni party, will they? You will not see Pearl. You will not see Robbie Turner. You will not see
Tyra Sanchez.
Yeah, crazy. Should we talk Dreamcast? Oh no, can I just say, actually, the wig situation, it just, I couldn't get past it. I was like, fuck. It's so, like you said, just so basic. Such like a, and it just really bothers me that, like,
so you know you're going to be whipping your hair.
Yeah, you're about to dance. Like, I just think maybe there must have been something that happened. Maybe she, like, put on some wig tape or whatever.
And just,
like,
a bit sweaty.
Yeah, I don't know. But I hated it. Really hated it. Let's talk Dreamcast.
I would like to see more of James Mansfield from season 9.
I love James.
She's just such a little silly sausage bimbo. Love her silly little wig. That sounds patronising. I love her YouTube channel.
Her silly little wig.
And she's. I feel like that she had a lot more to give than she gave.
100%. And also, as avid fans of the James Mansfield YouTube channel, she you get to see, like, her comedy. You know, I always think of, when I think of James Mansfield, her entrance, when she's just going, for like 30 seconds. But actually on her YouTube channel, like, she's quite funny. She's quite cutting and quite, she's got, like, real, like, much more range in her drag character.
Well, even on her season, when she was at Critiques, Rue was like, I seen your audition video. Like, you're a funny bitch. You just need to bring it. But she guessed she was a bit scared.
Yeah. And she's, like, best friends with Trix because they're
YouTube
both from is. No, they're both from, where is it?
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah, so they're both from Wisconsin and they've been, like, age-old friends. And there's loads of, you know, on the Vintage Drag Queens thing, they posted a photo of the two of them and it was like, wow, drag is really a high level out back in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Money is a hell of a thing.
I would love so deeply, like, probably more than literally anyone else, I would die if Miss Fame came back.
Oh,
imagine the looks.
Gorgeous. She is one of the highest beauties of the franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. But she, obviously she's like a working model now. I've seen her in so much stuff recently of just like, she gets booked as a model, like, not as like a speciality booking. So I think she's with Elite Worldwide, which is like insane.
Pretty elite.
Yeah. And she is booked in shows, like, not as a drag queen, but just, like, as a fashion entity.
And so fit out of drag as well.
Yeah, yeah. But I think she lives in, like, a lovely sort of... I feel like she lives in, like, Sweden or somewhere. You know, them lovely
nudes.
That'd
be nice.
Lovely Riverside nudes that she was in. But looking back at her looks in Drag Race, like, they're actually not that incredible fashion-wise. Like, she doesn't really bring, like, insane fashions to the show.
At the time she did that. I think just now people just above me on. But that amazing one with the like the long gloves and the high kind of Cluedo style neck.
Yeah.
Very gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. But she wasn't bringing
her entrance look.
But she wasn't bringing like crazy insane fashions. But now she would.
Mm.
Now she has access to every single showroom in the world.
Mm.
Imagine.
I'd like
the original fashion bitch. Like she for me is like the height of it. Obsessed with Miss Fame. So please come back if you can hear this. We'd love to have you back. Thanks for joining me, Lix. I don't know what, like it's my show. Thanks for joining me.
Barney's world, we all just shitting in it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Born to shit, forced to wipe. Shout out, yo. But thanks. A great time.
Please like and follow and subscribe and share to your friends.
You're boring.
Love ya.